Is it Dr. Minhas? I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Maximus Pesce, MAXIMUSPESCE, date of birth 06/18/1974, date of appointment January 10, 2023. Requesting physician Sarah Bayer, SARAHBEYER. Dear Sarah Bayer, I have the pleasure of seeing Maximus Pesce today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 48-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man, whose past medical history is significant for May-Turner syndrome on Eliquis. On December 10th, 2022, he had a seizure and he went to the St. Mary's Hospital where CT of the head and workup was negative and he was sent home. Then he had another seizure. And he lost the consciousness. He was then taken to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S. At that time, he was not having weakness, numbness, or any problem. Is his workup including CT of the head done, which revealed subtle wedge-shaped hypodensity throughout the right parietal lobe. CT of the head and neck done, which was revealed a soft plaque in the right internal carotid artery with moderate to severe stenosis. His hemoglobin A1C was 11.4, TEE done on 12 with no PFO, MRI, MRA done on 12-12 shows multiple foci of reduced diffusivity of posterior right occipital parietal lobes associated with enhancement, foci of reduced diffusivity of an enhancement involving the right parietal white matter, right centrum semi-ovale, and posterior right middle frontal gyrus consistent with subacute infarction of right MCA, petechial hemorrhages of right parietal lobe, given areas of enhancement, recommend. There was also mild narrowing of the right ICA. EEG done, which did not show any seizure activity. Patient was started on Keppra 500 mg two times daily. Patient was already on Eliquis and atorvastatin was increased to 80 milligram. Patient was non-compliant with the medication. Today he is here for follow-up. He is having some tingling around the left eye. Distancing problem, problem seeing distance, slow to respond. Sometime trouble talking. Numbness in the left hand. Weakness got better. When tired, sees flashes of light. Getting physical therapy. Left side motor coordination is lacking. When tired, trouble thinking. Past medical history, COPD, diabetes mellitus, DVT, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, May-Turner syndrome, sleep apnea, neuropathy, chronic non-alcoholic liver disease, morbid obesity, hypertension, past surgical history, C-spine surgery, abdominal herniorrhaphy, arterial thrombosis, cholecystectomy, deep vein thrombosis, allergy, malarial, prolixin and dust, medication, Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily, nicotine patch, albuterol, apixaban 5 milligram 2 times daily, atorvastatin 80 milligram daily, Trulicity, Esomeprazole, fluticasone, glimepiride, insulin, levothyroxine, lisinopril, sildenafil, tamsulosin, socialist, he is ex-smoker, stopped smoking 10 years ago. He occasionally drinks alcohol. He is a truck driver. He is widowed, lives with a girlfriend. He has 3 children. Family history, mother deceased with pulmonary embolism, father deceased with a stroke. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has some left-sided weakness. He had a stroke, physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, stand 545 except left upper extremity 4.545, deep tender reflexes upper extremity 2 or 4, lower extremity 0 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic Ramberg test positive. He walks with the help of the cane. Assessment and plan, 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, multiple stroke in the right occipital and right parietal lobes. Comma, right centrum semi-ovale and posterior aspect of the right middle frontal gyrus. Number two, mild narrowing of the petrous segment of the right internal carotid artery. Number three, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number four, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Number five, gait ataxia. Number six, history of concussion. Next paragraph. Patient is getting physical therapy and occupational therapy. Continue the Eliquis 5 milligram 2 times daily and atorvastatin 10 milligram daily. The importance of good control of diabetes and blood pressure explained to the patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. The New York state law about seizure and driving explained to the patient. Patient cannot work as a fireman. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.